Good morning. I'm Reverend Kumika Soga. I'm an assistant minister at Hiro Betsuin. Today, I'd like to share two stories with you. One is about Honen Shonin, who is our Shinran Shonin's master, and the other about the Soga brothers. Honen Shonin was born in Mimasaka, Okayama Prefecture, 11th Territory. His name at that time was Seishimaru. In 1141, when Seishimaru was 9 years old, his father Tokikuni was killed by Akashino Sada Akira. At the moment of his death, Tokikuni said to Seishimaru, "Seishimaru, don't hate the enemy, but become a monk and pray for me and for your deliverance." This tragedy opened up a channel of religious awareness for Seishimaru. He gave up on revenge in accordance with his father's will and became a monk at age 13. Honen became a monk of the Tendai sect at an early age, but grew disaffected and sought an approach to Buddhism that anyone could follow, even during the perceived age of Dharma decline. After discovering the writing of Chinese Buddhist Shantou, he undertook the teaching of rebirth in the Pure Land of Amida Buddha through reciting the Buddhist name of Nembutsu. Honen is a religious reformer and founder of the first independent branch of Japanese Pure Land Buddhism we call Jodo-shu, the Pure Land School. In the related our Jodo Shinshu sect, he is considered the seventh patriarch. Now, I want to introduce a famous revenge story which is maybe related to my husband. My husband's last name is Soga. His temple history says that one of his ancestors was Juro Soga, who was a famous samurai. Juro Soga and his younger brother Goro killed his father's enemy for revenge. This is known as Soga Monogatari or Soga Brothers. The late Heian period in Japan was a time when family fought many battles in an effort of expand their territories. Lord Kudo and Lord Ito of Edo area were having territory trouble for many years. One day, one of Lord Kudo's men shot an arrow meant for Lord Ito, but accidentally hit a man standing by him. The man who was killed was Kawazu Saburo. Upon hearing the tragic news and received the remains, Kawazu Saburo's wife parted her two sons' heads and said, "Listen, your father was killed by Kudo. You are both too young to understand. But when you grow up, I want you to get revenge for your father." The younger son, who was only 3 years, didn't understand what she said. But the elder, 5 years old, stared at his father's face lying in front of them and said, "I swear that someday I will get revenge for him." So Kawazu's wife later remarried, and the elder son's name became Soga Juro, and the younger son's name was Soga Goro. Their stepfather loved the two boys, but Juro never forget his mother's word. The two brothers led a hard life and kept their plan for revenge a secret, waiting for an opportunity to revenge their father. They defeated an enemy of father at last 18 years later. However, they succeed in revenge. They were killed after revenge. Juro was 22 years old and Goro was 20. Soga Monogatari is one of the famous revenge stories in Japan, and people have been enjoying the drama, especially in the Kabuki world. Tomorrow, we celebrate Father's Day, which is why I shared Honen Shonin's father's story with you. Honen Shonin's father left a will that affected Honen Shonin's religious life in a positive way. How about Soga's mother's word? I cannot say she was wrong, but if she was like Honen Shonin's father and didn't tell her son to get revenge, I think the two boys would have lived different lives and they would have learned that killing is not necessary in life. If Honen Shonin's father's will was, Seishima, please fight against my enemy and get revenge for me, and if he listened to him, Honen Shonin would not have become a minister, and Shinran Shonin and Honen Shonin would have never met. Honen Shonin was the founder of Jodo teaching in Japan. So if Honen Shonin didn't become a minister, there would be no Jodo teaching in Japan. Don't you feel so? Our word and action will affect the later generation either in a positive or negative way. It is our responsibility to pass down the precious Onembu's teaching to next generations. Use light words and show light action, and lead the next generation to world peace with joy. Conclusion, I'd like to thank you to all the men for your strong support of our community. Please enjoy your precious moment with your Ohana. Happy Father's Day.
少し時間がありますので、日本語でお話しいたします。明日は父の日です。このラジオをお聞きの皆さんはどのようなお父さんでしょうか。あなたの言葉や行動が皆さんのお子さんやお孫さんに影響を与えます。どうぞ知恵ある賢い大人として子どもたちに接してください。そして争いのない平和な世界を築いていくためにお力をお貸しください。明日はゆっくりご家族と一緒に平和について語り合うことも有意義な父の日の過ごし方かもしれません。父の日おめでとうございます。ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏。ご清聴ありがとうございました。